from Black Powder Headquarters and the Bojangles Studio at Three Falls Cabin in the North Georgia Mountains, it's time for O'Neill Outside. For anything
welcome,
in the
everyone.
Outdoors,
this radio will catch source. Up with us just a moment. It's 6 minutes after the hour. This is O'Neill with O'Neill Outside. Here's O'Neill of 4 a.m. to 6 a.m. on Saturday mornings on 95.5 FM WSB 750 on your AM dial and the Sports Broadcast Nation from Maine to Florida to Seattle to San Francisco and L.A. and all across the country into 126 stations. And I hope you'll join us this morning. It's 7 minutes after the hour. East Coast time, it's 7 minutes after 5. This is a 4 a.m. to 6 a.m. show. So wherever you are, and I'm encouraging you here, that's my job, to encourage us now to set politics aside. All right? Set finances aside. Enjoy the weekend with your family. Go on a fishing trip, a hunting trip. A simple walk in the woods, a hike, whatever the case might be. Set aside business as usual and enjoy the outdoors. You'll find it forever more changing, forever more delightful, and versus team sports and team activities, which aren't bad. I'm not throwing rocks at them. I've participated all my life. But I can tell you a simple little quail hunting trip, a deer hunting trip, a visit to the local pond with your grandson. It's just you two. Leave the cell phone at home or leave it in the truck and make the trip. Couple of hours, take you some Fisher's Choice baits and catch a couple of little brim. Be sure and take lots of photos. 404-872-0758 800-972-8255. We've got another hour of outdoors headed your way with lots of recommendations, some idle talk, some calls, and the Medal of Honor tribute. And we'll be back. Stay right there.
And we try to understand. He will long for the feelings.
One of the networks that we're privileged to have joined a couple of months ago and expanded our coverage so dramatically is WEEI out of Boston. And we frequently get calls from New York. And if I can understand him, we'll talk to John now. He's calling from New York on O'Neill Outside. Good morning, John.
Greetings from the Catskill Mountains, where it's a beautiful time of day. It's my favorite. It's starting
good
to get
for
light
you.
And east.
Yes, indeed. Yep. Glad you called, sir. What's going on with you? Tell me about it.
Well, I did read your book, and one story in there about your grandfather and you walking along the railroad tracks and down to the river. And you stopped to drink the spring water from the rocks?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, many a farm up here was started by first finding springs, and then they built houses, the old farmhouses around the springs, because you got to have water. And
yes.
This old farmhouse is not different from many others. There's a main spring that feeds the house, and there's an upper spring up on the mountain. And many years ago, I used to make a habit after dinner of walking up to the upper spring and eating some spearmint leaves and drinking from that spring and sitting on the rock where the spring
good
came out.
Good for you.
Watching the deer and such. So I made a habit of that, and one day I went up there and did just that, ate the leaves and drank from the spring and sat on that rock. And I was sitting there, and I noticed something a little different. It was a woodchuck sticking his head out from under that rock that I just drank out of the spring.
Oh, how about that?
He must have seen me coming and ran under that rock. And I just hope I didn't scare anything out of him when I drank from that spring.
No, probably not. What a great memory.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I appreciate you calling up. What did you, I'm soliciting a comment here, but please be honest. What did you think of the compilation of stories in O'Neill Outside book?
I thought it was great because a lot of it's amazing how people in your lives affect you, you know, each and every one of us. And we don't really realize that until people have passed and we're at their funerals.
Yes.
And it's not the time to have recognition then. It's when they're living is to give them recognition.
I especially enjoyed writing about my father's father, my grandfather on that side, because he was a Primitive Baptist preacher. Do you remember how he dressed during our fishing trips?
Like he was going to church.
Yes, he did. He had polished shoes, dark socks, a vested suit, a starched white shirt, a tie, and a straw hat. And we fished in the ponds here locally in Georgia. And I felt so privileged that he had invited me to go fishing.
Yep.
I do appreciate your kind comments.
Great times to reflect on. Hey, I got one story. Just quick, you know, we talked about in the past about smoking myself to cover my scent and such, you know.
Yes.
Now, this time of year, many years ago, I went to sit out in the bottom of the field to watch a deer come out, and I'm walking across the field, and I smelled the thyme flowers that when I was walking across the field, and I said, boy, I'm going to crush them all over me and to cover my scent to watch the deer.
Uh-huh.
And it worked so good that I'll never use it again, and I'll tell you why. I had the bees and the hornets landing all over me.
You were not a cover anymore. You were an attractant.
You got that right.
Well, that's interesting. That's interesting. What station are you listening on with us today, sir?
I am still listening on WSB. I tried WEEI, and I can, as a Boston, I can't pick that up, but I could pick up Atlanta, Georgia, believe it or not.
How about that? I'm not surprised. Yep. We cover 38 states on Saturday mornings.
Yeah, well, I'm happy to have you.
Good deal. I appreciate you taking the time to call.
You bet. Take care.
You bet. Congratulations and good luck to you. There you are. Here's Andrew. Andrew's been holding on quite a while. He's calling from Snellville, Georgia. Good morning, Andrew. How are you, sir?
How you doing, O'Neill?
Lovely.
I wanted to tell you this, and that guy from New York and listening out of Boston and that radio station, you said that when we were kids in Decatur, I'm from Columbia High School, and you went to Southwest Gab.
Right.
You know, I won a prize package for answering the question.
Oh, good.
You and Gail.
Yes.
That's where y'all met at Southwest Cab, right?
Well, actually, we were in the sixth grade, but we did not become acquaintances until high school. That is correct.
Okay. Well, what I wanted to tell you is that when we were kids, back like you were just talking about, my mother was born in Colbert, New Hampshire, and my father was born in Boston. And we every summer we would take a 2-week vacation and we'd drive to Boston and stay for a week, and then we would go to Colbert, New Hampshire. And my grandfather and my father, and there were four boys, and that's where I learned how to trout fish. And I'm gonna tell you, O'Neill, it's the prettiest. It's not nothing like the Chattahoochee River below the dam. But, you know, there's a place, I don't mean to jump around, but, you know, also, I don't know where you live up there near Clayton, but we used to go up, you know, this was 40 years ago, up to Clayton, and we would take War Woman Road and drive out east to the Chattooga River.
Yes.
And we used to camp and trout fish there. And I just wanted to tell you that that's how I learned. And of course, I've told you that I, you know, I used to be in the Atlanta Bass Club.
I remember.
Yeah. And then also worked with Mark Cornwell. You know, you used to meet with him or see him in Loganville working out.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. But I'm so blessed and so thankful my father and my mother, you know, father, my grandfather, it was so incredibly enjoyable, and I'll never forget it. And to be honest with you, as God is my witness, last night I Googled Colbert, New Hampshire on the phone, and I was just trying to look at some of the roads that, you know, zoom it in and see where the rivers we'd go. But I ended up seeing some maybe park or whatever that, you know, had a picture, and it was so pretty with the waterfalls, and I just, it ain't nothing like it.
Wonderful. What a great experience. I'm glad you took the time to do that, and I'm more glad that you had that experience as a youngster.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm in walking distance of Lake Lucerne, and I remember telling you, how do you get to fish? I know that's where your parents lived.
They did.
Yeah, and I told you I've never caught a fish, and I go through there every night because I'm retired now, but I throw papers, and I was telling you that I throw right the houses for all the houses that are right along on the lake. I throw to those houses, and the most deers I've counted in one night, and that's not seeing them minimum times, but there's 22 deers.
Neighborhood deer.
Yes.
Neighborhood whitetails.
On the other side of the river, once you cross, and I do both sides. I do across from the lake on the other side of 78, and then I do on behind Lake Lucerne, too, every night.
You bet.
And I count every night. So I appreciate you taking my call, and I have one question from you, and I wrote this down. You've been doing that promotion on the Arctic Ice for a while.
Yes.
Now you got to tell me is, where do you buy it? Do you have to go to Bass Pro Shop? That's the first thing I thought.
My goodness, you know, I think you can get it at Walmart. You can certainly order it online, and I'm almost positive you can get it at Bass Pro Shop also.
Okay, I've looked at it at Walmart, of course.
Oh, it'll work. It works. It's beautiful.
Oh, I know, and that's the reason your promotion, you talking about it, you know, I get the best.
And you bet.
I do, and I've got it written down here on my notepad here
okay.
to ask you about it before you even did the commercial on it.
Mighty fine. So, Andrew, I got to go, pal. Listen, stay in touch, and thank you for calling.
Hey, have a ball in Alaska for me.
I'm going to talk about that later. Keep me in mind. Somewhere down the road, you might get lonely. Keep me in mind. And I pray someday that you will love me only. 25 after the hour, we've got a couple of calls we need to get to right away. Then we'll have the Medal of Honor tribute. First of all, let's talk to Mac. He's been Hulk holding on quite a while there, sir. Good morning.
Good morning, O'Neill. How are you?
Good. You headed for the pond?
Yep, I'm almost there, dude.
Okay. Well, I noticed on your Facebook pages, you've been really catching them, hadn't you?
Man, it's been good. We've had the lakes fish well all year, but this summer has been very, very solid. It's been great.
When I say that, I assume people will already know what size we're talking about. So we're talking about stripers. And give me some of the sizes that you've been catching in the last couple of weeks.
Well, Lanier, right now, we went through a period, and a lot of people don't know this, but from years 9, 10, 11, and 12, the fish that be in our stocks had really, really low survival rates. And that would be your fish now that would be roughly 12 to 22, 24 pounds, which when you miss 4 year classes, that's kicking the teeth. So we don't produce a lot of big fish. Now, we've caught a few big ones, but it's not like the lake was in the past. So basically, we're catching a lot of 5 to 10-pound fish. The numbers are fantastic, but we don't get as many of those great big fish as we used to. It'll probably come back. And it's still a good, solid fishery. I mean, I'm not caught near enough 10-pounders to be mad at them yet, so it's good.
Okay.
But it's a little bit, the population dynamics are a little bit different than they have been in years past.
Okay. All right. I have a question for you.
Okay.
All right. You have, this is the opportunity for one response. Ready?
Okay. Yep.
What is the biggest mistake a summertime bass or striper fisherman mistake? What's his biggest mistake that he makes?
Not fishing deep enough.
That's what I thought.
Particularly
me too. Doesn't fish deep enough.
Yeah, you know, so many times I've heard you say it. if you're up here, particularly Lanier, but it, particularly spotted bass lakes, how about that? They love deep open water. So if you're fishing the bank, you just need to turn around and off the other side.
Yeah, the fish are behind you.
Yeah, they're behind. They're either under you or behind you, depending on how shallow you are. So
exactly,
and it's
right.
Also, it is not maybe not so much deep. To clarify, sometimes it's fishing open water as opposed to the banks, and that's definitely the case on Lanier. Offshore stuff, big long ridges, high spots out in the middle of the lake, that type of thing. So yeah, it's use your map. You know, I love the Lake Master charts because you can highlight the features in the lake that are in the middle of the lake. You can highlight a color, so you can see all the high spots. If you say, okay, we want to make everything 30 feet, we can highlight that with a color. So use your cartography, though, and that makes that a whole lot easier. That's important.
Very important. One other question. Of the percentage of people that you take fishing every year, and first of all, let me ask you, how many days do you fish on the stay on the water?
I'm probably fishing now around 180, 200. The lure business is kind of taking me off the water a little bit, but I'm still out there.
Okay, out of those two, for a nice even number, those 200 trips, what is the percentage of those trips where people will say, teach me how to fish, not just catch them?
Oh, it's probably close to 50.
That's good.
Yeah, a lot of people, they're wanting to learn to fish in general, or they're technique specific. They want to go catch them power reeler. They want to catch them with a plastic worm, or it's a very targeted specific thing. Or maybe they want a sonarless. Show us how we use our sonar and that type of thing. Yeah, I get a lot of that.
Okay. Well, that's all. I've always advocated that. So how shall people get in touch with you, sir?
You can call us at 770-271-0851, or you can always find us online at Captain Mack, CaptainMacks.com.
I will tell everybody, if you get to go fishing with Mack, the most surprising technique that works now is the power reeling.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty cool stuff. I'm getting ready to go do that right now.
All right, good for you, pal. All right, have a great, safe day on the lake.
Thank you, O'Neill. Everybody, have fun out there. Be safe. Catch them.
You betcha. See you later, my good friend. There we go. Now let's change courses here for a minute, and we'll talk to Steve calling from Macon, Georgia. Good morning, Steve. What's going on with you?
Good morning, O'Neill.
Hey.
I'd like to invite everybody to come to Bass Pro Shop in Macon, Georgia today.
Okay.
Live snake presentation. Today, the presentations are 2 and 7.
Okay.
2 and 7. Be there all day, have the snakes on display. What's the meanest, nastiest snake you can think of?
Probably a diamondback or a timber rattler. I don't know.
Cottonmouth.
No kidding. He's the aggressive one, huh?
He's very aggressive. Get in the boat with you, but he's the meanest, nastiest guy in the world. I'm going to show you one of the biggest ones you've ever seen at Bass Pro Shop today. But anyway, last week we talked about the dragonfly. You remember it?
Yes, I do.
What's the only wasp that can walk, but he cannot fly?
I don't know.
And he's a mean, nasty dude.
All right, what?
He's called the velvet ant. Some people call him a cow ant, but he's actually a wingless wasp.
I've heard that before. I've heard that terminology before.
He's a bad dude. But anyway, enjoy the show this morning. Just wanted to shout out to you.
Well, thank you very much. Pardon me if I interrupt that. I'm glad you called because I wanted to encourage everybody to go to the shows today with Steve Scruggs and the Snake Show down at the Bass Pro Shop in Macon, Georgia. And I think what's important is for people to that you can educate people to the such that they're not afraid of all snakes.
Right.
You identify the good snakes and the ones that you'll steer clear from. But most of them are good snakes. I know I've got some gray water snakes up here and some black rats, and they're friends.
98% of what you run into in the wild are non-venomous. And here's what a whole lot of people don't know. The non-venomous species in Georgia are protected by Georgia law, against the law to kill a non-venomous snake in Georgia.
Well, I know I see a lot of people who send me photos of some snake that they've cut the head off of, and it was a black rat.
Exactly. One of the greatest mouse traps in the world.
Absolutely. And well, not difficult to identify.
I enjoyed it and love the show. I really enjoyed the conversation about the mom and the dad and the grandfather with the young man. I'll tell you what, it has an impact on a person's life. And, we work with a lot of young people, and I encourage everybody, give up a Saturday, reach down to the next generation, get them outdoors. Let them have as much fun as you've had over the years.
Well, if I recall correctly, now you can correct me if I am not, it was mainly your grandfather that made the impression on you about the outdoors. Is that not correct?
7 years old. You're absolutely correct. Reached down to me and took me rabbit hunting.
That's fabulous.
And you know my saying, nature will never disappoint you. Get outside.
You betcha. Thanks for calling, Steve. Good luck. Call me back. Call me back next week and let me know how many people showed up and if you have any experiences from your presentations this week.
I sure will, my friend. Be safe out there.
Good deal. You bet. Thanks, bye-bye. Pal. You bet. There we go. Steve's probably, it's 5:30 in the morning. He's probably on his way to Macon right now. That is, if you're in the area of Macon today at 2 o'clock and at 7 o'clock at Bass Pro Shop, be sure and stop by there. Get there early so you can get a good seat and watch the snake presentation by Steve Scruggs. He is a snake expert, and there's a wealth of knowledge about snakes and prevention and which snakes are good and which snakes are bad. And just like he got through saying, 90% of them are good. Now, I will tell you that I don't have much... We have copperheads up here in the mountains at Three Falls Cabin. But if I see one, I just kind of get a broom and scoot him off into the woods. Matter of fact, I bought a long-handled snake catcher. And I'll just catch him. I mean, he's not going to run me down and bite me. So I'll just catch him and take him off and put him out in the woods and let him go someplace else. I have never been bitten by a snake, but I have had one killed here at the cabin, but it was a timber rattler and he was on my front porch. I didn't think that it was a good idea to have a timber rattler, on the front porch. So, far be it from me to allow that to continue, but we do have timber rattlers here in the mountains. 404-872-0750. 404-872-0750. Or outside the Atlanta Callie area, 800-972-8255. Do I have time for this? I do. Okay, the radio prize package. You have to be 18 years old. Not having won one before, you'll get a Bojangles gift card, Swaggerty's Farm sausage, a Whitetail DVD, an Angler magazine, a Real Tree hat, Data Sport Fish and Game, Fishing's Choice baits, a Thunder Chicken by Mark Noble, Thoroughgood boot hat, Arctic Ice freezer packs, bug bands, and some True Turn. And the question is, the first caller, to answer the following question correctly gets the radio prize package. And the question is, who was the Medal of Honor recipient that we described last week? Who was the Medal of Honor recipient that we described on the radio show last week? Be the first caller to the numbers that you know, and you'll win the radio prize package. This is O'Neill, Medal of Honor, when we return. Germans, and put them in handcuffs and tie them up and capture them. But before they did, one of them pulled a pistol and killed Audie's friend. Audie promptly shot him between the eyes. Audie Murphy pretty... was a tough guy.
Sounds
he
like
was
it.
A tough guy. Yeah, all right. Do we have your information, Brandon, so we can send you the radio prize package?
Yes, sir, we do.
Good deal. Give us a couple of weeks. We'll wrap it up and send it to you.
I was going to say one thing, if you don't mind. Up there by Emmaquella Falls, you were talking about snakes earlier. I don't live far from there, but there's been several six-foot-plus rattlesnakes caught up there. There's some big ones up there.
You bet. They're probably timber yellow-faced timber rattlers, I guess. I don't know. But, yes,
I'm
you are correct.
I don't know what they are, but I've seen pictures of them.
Uh-huh, you bet. Well, there's a lady, well, in the neighborhood. This is not much of a neighborhood. This was probably a mile away. And a timber rattler had set up housekeeping in the rocks, the heavy-duty rocks, around her mailbox. And quite frankly, she was afraid to go to the mailbox. So
I don't blame her.
Yeah, me neither. And I'm not proud of having to kill things. But we dispatched that rattlesnake.
You got to stay safe.
Yeah, well, he needed to go elsewhere. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. I don't blame you.
You bet. Have a good weekend, Brandon.
All right, you too. Enjoy the show.
You bet. Thank you very much. There we go. 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. Three things. Number one, if you enjoy the O'Neill Outside, people and places along the way book, and we've had some comments this morning from callers, you can seek that and purchase that book at O'NeillOutside.com, right there on the home page, right, you can't miss it. And if you buy it there, then I will personally sign the book and personalize it for you according to your directions, if it's for Brandon or Pete or whomever. All right, number two, you can, on the home page, you can access the Medal of Honor website. Please do that and read about these men and women, officers, generals, and combat soldiers who gave their lives for this country. It's inspiring. Number three, well, it's four now. Number three, if you will continue on at O'NeillOutside.com at the bottom of the homepage, you will see a description of a trip that we're taking next summer. That is a trip to Alaska. I've taken this trip, not on this vessel, but on others, and I'm told that this is the Princess. I've forgotten the name of the boat, but it's called the Princess, and it is especially built for a cruise in the Lynn Canal from Seattle up to Ketchikan or wherever it is, in the Lynn Canal. You're not out in the ocean. And it is very special. I would like for you to go to O'NeillOutside.com, bottom of the homepage, and read about it. And if you'd like to join us on that trip, I suggest you make your reservations now. It's filling up, and it has been. I've forgotten how many. I think we have 20 cabins. And 16, we reserved 20 cabins, and I think 16 of those now are already reserved. So do that. Lastly, in the middle of the homepage also, this is a crass self-promotion, visit the O'Neill Outside podcast of this show, and as I handle some other subjects from time to time about the book, and mostly trips and recommendations and advice and rules and things that you might enjoy if you're listening, if you're on the road or in the house and you've got your radio, you can listen to O'Neill Outside podcast on, I think it's Google and SoundCloud and so on. And in the next few weeks, it'll be added to 10 or 12 other podcast sites. And if you don't get enough of O'Neill on a Saturday morning, then you can listen to the poor devil the rest of the week. So there you are. It's 65 degrees right now on the mountain here in North Georgia. And if you're headed to the wild game dinner in Bremen, Georgia, I can't call the name of it. It's around here somewhere. I'll do it in a minute. Right now, let's talk to Sam calling from Jonesboro, Georgia. Good morning, Sam. He's got a snake story. What's going on, Sam?
Hey, O'Neill.
Hey.
I got a snake story. We have a little dog here. It's a little Pomeranian. Mm-hmm. And we let him out from time to time. He just runs up the street. And he ran up the street right past a copperhead that was sunning himself in the middle of the street. Mm-hmm. Didn't see him.
Warming up. Snake warming
but
up.
But I knew that when he came back, he was going to see that copperhead. And he was going to sniff around and probably get bit. So
probably.
I got a machete stored by the door here. Kind of like you got guns stored by yours. I got a machete.
Yeah.
And I ran back and got it, and I hated to do it, but I had to do it. I had to kill that snake. But you know, it was either the snake or my dog. So
yeah, one or the other. You had to make a choice. It was the correct one.
I think so. Thanks for confirming that for me. By the way,
well, you know, we all have choices to make every day. It would have been better, of course, if you had been able to direct him out. But I'm sure you had that consideration to make. The dog, your pet, or the dog, or the snake. A Pomeranian, yep. Is that the breed that, as I understand it, and I got a minute or so here, is that not the breed that in the early first century that the Chinese used to use as a fighting dog, an army dog, and he weighed like 70 or 80 pounds? He's fierce, isn't he?
No. He's about 12 pounds. He's fluffy. He looks like a big puffball. He's a color of a newspaper.
Oh, really? Okay.
He's not a regular Pomeranian. He's a color of a newspaper.
There was, and maybe somebody will call, there was a real small dog that's popular in the United States right now. He's a tiny little guy, but he's ultra fierce. And the story I got was that this dog used to be part of the Chinese army. He was a fighting dog, an army dog. But when weaponry...
Well, you know, Max thinks he's ultra fierce. I'll just tell you that.
Maybe it was because when military... hardware or weaponry became more useful, they rebred that dog down to a tiny little guy.
Well, he got his comeuppance about 3 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
A pit bull in the neighborhood got out and got him.
Oh boy.
Yeah, got him. Had him. I walked out of the house and that pit bull had him by the head.
Oh.
Shaking him like a rag doll.
Oh my goodness.
Left a memory mark on his ear, but he's okay.
I'll bet he did. Well, look, Sam, glad you called, sir. And I appreciate you listening to the program.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You bet. See you later. There we go. There you go. Wow. All right. 53 after the hour. This is O'Neill. You've been listening over the last 2 hours to O'Neill Outside, the number one live outdoor-based radio talk show in the world. And I say that an awful lot because I'm proud of it. And in tonight's dissertation, if you will, my visit, my appearance in Bremen, Georgia, we're going to talk about how the radio show got its start. Maybe it's a lesson. This is O'Neill. Just a little bit more and we'll be back.
She'd take Colorado if he'd take her with him. Closes the door before the winter lets the cold in.
57 after the hour, O'Neill Outside, about to conclude this edition for August the 17th, 2019. I appreciate all you guys joining me, listening to the program. I hope it's been purposeful for you. It's always been ad nauseum. It's always been my contention that the more you understand, the more you know, the more you practice about the outdoors, or any subject for that matter, the more capable you are of enjoying it. And here's a little recommendation. School's back in session. You know, it starts earlier these days. And the kids are all excited about going back to school. Fabulous. School's wonderful. We should, for most people, you should go longer. give your kids something to talk about when they go back to school Monday. What's that? Go for a hike today. You don't have to go far. Just get into the woods and stop talking. Sit at the base of a tree and be quiet. See what's underfoot. See what's overhead. Listen. As a matter of fact, you might go to the internet. I hate to do that, but go to the internet prior to your adventure. Listen to some of the sounds that are made so that you can identify them, whether it's a blue jay or a cardinal, a crow, even a hawk. And maybe if you're out this evening, you might even hear a barred owl. Wouldn't it be great? It'd be great. And he can talk about it Monday, and he or she will be so proud that they got to spend the time with you outdoors. So let me leave you with this. If you're too busy to go fishing and take a kid along, you're absolutely too busy. Enjoy Ray Charles About My Favorite State, and join us next Saturday morning for O'Neill Outside. We'll see you then. Sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Georgia on my mind. I said, Georgia.